letters of the Rebbe in volume 6, letter number 1761. Baruch Hashem, dated the 7th day of Menachem of Toshin, Brooklyn Shalom Bavracha. Here is a very, powerful letter of the Rebbe, how much the Rebbe doesn't want people to fight and argue. It seems like even if you're right, even if you're justified, the Rebbe says that if you start a fight, then it goes into victory. Everybody needs to win. And once you win, then there's no stopping. The Rebbe says like this, I am not happy. Or the Rebbe says, my mind isn't settled from matters that have machloikas, that have fights. Anyway, it should be. So, not having a fight does not mean to give up of your principles. So the Rebbe says, self-understood, that you cannot give up on principled matter that are important for education. You're going to say, for example, because I don't want to fight with the people, I'm going to therefore water down, I'm not going to give, a real, true education. No, that's not what we're talking about. The Rebbe talks about when we're talking about matters which are connected monetary issues. So the Rebbe says you have to be careful from any machlokes, from any fights, because this is going to descend and this is going to lead to the movement of trying to win. And explained in the Chassidus, when you talk about nitzochen, to victory, when you have to become the winner, then there's nothing to stop you. And this is not only in the side of Kedusha. Of course, in Chassidus, it talks about if you employ your level of nitzochen, you can beat your Yetzirah, because when you really want to be victorious, the Yetzirah isn't going to stop you. But this is not only as it applies in the holy side, but also on the other side, when it gets into a situation of who is going to win this fight, so then you don't stop for anything. And therefore, the Rebbe says it's fitting to put a very great effort to search many various different kinds of ways and tricks so that you can reach what is necessary for your work without entering into machlokes, not to get into machlokes. And the Rebbe says, and also not to touch the other person, not to get the other person, upset or offended, and especially to the point that you get somebody offended, so then he's going to get into involved in this nitzochin. And then whatever may happen, he doesn't care. He can, throw everything down as long as they win the battle. I look forward for good news from you and all the above. We see such powerful words of the Rebbe, such words of wisdom, how much to stay away from machlokas. How many organizations, how many shuls, how many, this is my edition, how many places of good and charity have been destroyed for a silly machlokes, because it starts off with something very, very simple, very dirty. You offended me, you looked at me in this way, whether the rabbi looked at him in the wrong way, or somebody said something in the wrong way, and then it gets into, you insulted my wife, and you insulted my husband, and you said this, and you said something I don't like, and then it snowballs into destruction. Rebbe gives advice, stay away from, if it's a principle of Yiddishkeit, chinuch, then go for it. Then you have to do what you have to do. But if it involves monetary issues, things like that, stay away. Find ways to work it out and don't get involved in machlokes.